it's a good thing to listen to the testimony of God's people as we did last Sunday on the occasion ng 30th anniversary ng ating iglesia sa buwan na ito. Ay tatlong dekada yan, kaya ang ginagawa po natin ay we are representing each Sunday with a decade of the church. Last Sunday, we listened to the testimonies of members from the first decade of the church, a decade which I characterized as a decade of instruction and distinction. Liliwanagin ko lang, this is not a neat characterization na parang yun lamang, kundi it continues in every decade, but I think it is good to characterize somehow what the decade was like. Yung unang dekada natin, 1981 to 1991, was a decade of instruction and distinction na naging namalayan natin kung paano tayo naiiba sa ating pinaninindigang mga paniniwala at kung paano na kinailangan natin na tayo ay magmanindigan sa maraming bagay na karaniwan ay nakokompromiso sa maraming iglesia. We come to the decade of 1992 to 2001. Mayamang dekada ito sa karanasan ng ating iglesia. I will characterize it as the decade of liberation and reformation, and let me explain why. I said distinction for the first decade. Kinailangan nating manindigan sa kinaiiba ng ating iglesia sa paniniwala at mga bagay na ating ginagawa. But I will be the first to admit that in our zeal, some of them we did in excess. In our zeal to be different, to be distinct, which is according to our conscience. So we did some things without the proper balance of the scripture. That changed towards the 90s, and one stimulus for that ay yung una at natatanging sabbatical na ibinigay sa akin ng iglesia ay 1988-89. I had the opportunity to study at London Theological Seminary, and it was an eye-opening experience for me. Even though I read and still read widely the books of many authors, but studying at London Theological Seminary and on the side other institutions as well, my eyes opened and I began to be tempered with more instruction and balance of the scripture. And it is in the 90s na nagkaroon ng malakas na impact sa atin ang isang doktrina na bagamat itinuro natin in the 80s, it was into the 90s na nagkaroon ito ng malakas na impact. That's the doctrine of Christian liberty. Kaya tinatawag kong liberation in the sense that there began a tempering, paghihinahon ng ating mga pinaninindigang paniniwala. Doon natin natutunan ang kalayaang Kristiyano, ang pag-ibig sa lahat ng mananampalataya, anuman ang kanilang mga pananaw at paniniwala, bagamat nagkakaiba, ang una sa lahat ay there is the universal church to which all believers belong. And that had a really tempering effect sa atin bilang iglesia, at yun ay nangyari sa atin. So I call it liberation in that sense, and we continue to grow and mature in the area of liberty, at patuloy natin gawin yan sapagkat isa yan sa maturidad ng isang mananampalataya. But it was also a period of reformation sa ating 80s, because we emphasized distinction. Ang madalas na nangyayari din kuminsan during those years ay we tended to guard zealously our distinction from the rest, instead of going into the churches to be a spearhead in reformation. That changed towards the 90s. Sa 90s, ay dito tayo nagkaroon ng mga oportunidad para mag-impluensya ng ibang iglesia tungo sa reformasyon. 1990 was the first year the pastor's conference ng RIBAP ay inilunsad, at tayo ngayon ay nasa 21 na yan. In the 1990, I think unang attendance noon ay maybe 30, 40 people. But that has changed. We now go beyond 300 sa mga pastors' conferences ngayon. At nagsimula po yan in the 1990. Then, 1996, Grace Ministerial Academy was launched. At I remember that year in particular because I offered to resign from my pastorate as because I knew that serving in GMA would entail a lot of work that would mean I will have to reduce some of my pastoral duties, and I made that clear to the church in 1996, and that was a crisis then. And naalala ko yun sapagkat then we saw the blessing of having deacons who led in a time of crisis when I felt I could not. And diyan nanindigan si Glenn, halimbawa. Si Glenn, maaring comic ang dating niya sa atin, but when it needed to be serious, he was serious. And there was Jojo, of course, who sila yung dalawa yung naging diakono natin noon, at sila yung kinasangkapan ng Panginoon sa panahon ng krisis. At ang nangyari nga ay tinanggap ng iglesia na ako ay magtatrabaho sa Grace Ministerial Academy, ngunit hindi kinakailangang magbitiw, and so nagpatuloy ang ating relasyon. At dito nga ay nagamit ang Grace Ministerial Academy sa pagre-reforma ng maraming pastor. At patuloy po tayo na kinakasangkapan ng Panginoon. Nandyan yung ating print ministry. Nagsimula yan actually the 80s, but it blossomed in the 90s, yung Herald of Revival, later on, Herald of Reformation. Alam po ninyo, bago pa Herald of Revival, meron tayong mimeographed na print ministry noon, ang pangalan ay The Baptist Contender. Ganyan yung emphasis talaga natin noon. But nakita ko rin yung pag-develop ng technology rin. Noon, pag ako'y gumagawa ng typesetting, kami ni Jerry noon, sa typesetting process lang, mga 2 weeks. Dahil ano yan, gupit, paste, at nung magkaroon ng computer, matagal pa rin. Then, nung magkaroon na ng bagong technology, what took us 2 weeks, now takes a click of the mouse. And that's what technology has done. At ginamit ng Panginoon ang mga print ministry natin para sa pagsusulong ng reformasyon sa maraming iglesia, at patuloy pa rin yan ngayon. So, we are happy with the 90s, yung maturidad ng mga mananampalataya, ng mga membro, yung mga naging diakono natin, at patuloy na kinakasangkapan ng Panginoon. Now, we will listen to the members who became members in that decade of 1992 to 2001. Again, as a request, I try to limit your testimony to 5 minutes. Of course, if you go beyond 5 minutes, I cannot control you. Hindi ko kayo pipigilin, di ba? Hindi ko nga pinigil si Tess. Humabol pa sa e-group. But yan yung overflowing ng testimony ng mga mananampalataya. And I loved to hear those testimonies. Talagang na-bless ako last Sunday, and I want to hear more from the batch ng 1992 to 2001. What you remember made you decide to join, as well as what do you remember of the decade of the of that particular decade, and how you see the church now since that you have become a member. Now, ang alam ko ay hindi masyado marami yung decade na yan, 1992 to 2001. So kung natapos na yung iilan na maaaring magpatutuo yan, we'll still open it to the previous decade na hindi nakapagpatutuo last Sunday. So madaliin natin dahil gusto nang umuwi ng marami. Someone from the decade of 1992 to 2001, who will be the first? Ardik on Ike.
Napagalitan daw ako pag hindi pa ako magsalita kasi hindi daw kayo makaka-uwi. Naglista po ako ng 7, but I'll just keep it to 5 minutes. Kung ano po matapos ko yung 5 minutes, titigil ko na po. My wife and I became members of Grace Baptist Church of Los Baños 2000 po. Hindi po 1991. We're members of a previous Baptist church, but ang una ko po natutunan, and I'd like to share to you, is the importance and primacy of God's Word. Tayo naman po ay, we live by the principle sola scriptura. At Hindi po kami makaalis doon sa aming dating Baptist Church because of very close and strong human association. But I finally realized that there is no strong and close human association that should prevail in my life except my love and devotion sa ating Panginoong Diyos. Kaya ito po ang naituro sa akin na kahit gaano ang pagkakaibigan ninyo, pero kung nakataya na ang salita ng Diyos, you have to leave your friends. Bakit ko po sinasabing ganun? Ano ba nangyari doon sa Baptist Church na yun? But hindi naman naging apostate yung Baptist Church na yun, but we felt that the mode of worship is not really to our liking. Akala lang namin kasi, isishare ko din po yun, akala lang namin ay may style lang kami na gustong worship. But only to find out that there's this such thing as regulative principle na whatever is contained in the Word of God, yun lang ang dapat nating paraan ng pagsamba. At hindi yung artipisyal at makamundong paraan upang gisingin ang ating mga damdamin. Kaya sila po ay nagtatalunan na at nagpapalakpakan. Sabi ko, mukhang wala yata yung banal na spirito sa aming buhay. Kasi sila lang ang kayang tumalon, pumalakpak at parang tumantua sila. Pero pagkatapos po noon, pag-preaching na ng Word of God, parang wala na silang enerhiya din. Ano? And parang wala lang, lalagpas lang yung salita ng Panginoong Diyos, pero hindi talaga ganun kalalim na ang pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos. At ito po ang nakita namin dito sa Grace Baptist Church, that the Word is really expounded as the author intended it to be. Ibig sabihin po ang ating Panginoon Diyos, the author, hindi po yung author ng isang libro na kinuha lamang noong preacher. Second po is we learn about the doctrines of grace. Hindi ko po isa-isahin yung doctrines of grace. But akala ko lamang po noon, nung narinig ko po yung ebanghelyo na wala kang kailangan gawin, ang kailangan mo lang daw ay tanggapin ang ating Panginoong Jesus, which was yung decisionism noon. Pero hindi naman po ako basta nag-decide lamang noon. But over the years, naintindihan ko rin po yung ebanghelyo. But here, hindi lamang po yung grace is free, pero nakita ko po that grace is for undeserving sinner like me. Hindi po ako karapat dapat na iligtas, dapat po ako iparusahan sa dami po at dumi at kaitim at saksakan ng dami ko at nakakarimarim na kasalanan, dapat na po akong itapon sa impyerno. But the grace of God is so rich and tunay na free that I was saved. At ito po yung natutunan ko ditong in-emphasize ng ating tagapangaral. Also, yung Sabbath day, thou shall keep holy the Sabbath day. Eh, akala ko po noon ay thou shall keep holy the Sabbath half day. Eh, kasi kung mag-worship lamang po kami ay morning service, o kaya pag na-miss yung morning service, pwede sa afternoon. But I learned that hindi naman po tayo legalistic in a sense, but ito yung pinangako ng Panginoong Diyos sa atin, that the Sabbath day is a day for rest sa ating mga makamundong earthly affairs. Hindi po yung makamundo as in fleshly, ano? Pero ganun na rin po yun. We know that we are bombarded from Monday to Saturday with many earthly and worldly concerns. Eh, yung kapahingahan, the burden of our Lord, which is light, yung pinangako niya ay natasumpungan natin sa Sabbath day. And na-mention ko na rin kanina yung regulative principle, that dito namin nasumpong, akala lang namin ng aking wife is we lost the Holy Spirit na na hindi kami parang Kristiyano nga dahil hindi namin kayang tumalon at wala naman nagtatumbling po noon, pero nagpapalakpakan at parang tumantua sila. But we learned that kung ano po yung sinabi ng Panginoong Diyos sa paraan ng pagsamba sa banal na kasulatan, yun lamang po ang dapat masunod. And parang meron pa akong few seconds. Yung pag-emphasize po about sin and holy life, talaga naman pong pagpasok namin dito sa iglesyang ito, sabi ng aking asawa, nakakatakot siya ata maging miyembro doon, parang mga banal ang mga miyembro doon eh. Not because yung boses nila ay parang yung bang monotone na yung bang narinig natin na mga kapatid, tayo po ay magkakasama. Hindi po ganun sila magsalita nung dumating po kami. In fact, we became member doon po sa church along the Riles, and kung alam nyo po yung lugar na yon, parang sasabihin nyo, nandito ba ang Diyos? Medyo isisingit ko na po yung thought na yon, ano? Eh, doon ko po nakita na it's not the place, it's not the environment, but it's the Holy Spirit coming in. Even in the most humble place ay naranasan namin ang banal na espiritu dahil doon po ipinangangaral. Palagay ko po, naka 5 minutes na ako, kaya bibigay ko na po kay Pastor.
Well, it's a very exemplary time consciousness. But gusto kong ulitin yung kanya sinabi na no close human association can ever be a substitute for our devotion to the Word of God. Marami sa atin dito ang nang tayo magpasya na maging bahagi ng iglesyang ito, may mga relasyon na kinakailangan nating putulin o kaya ay talikuran, and in many ways yun ay challenge, but that's exactly where many of us had to begin in our commitment to God and to this church ay yung hamon ng siya muna, salita niya muna bago ang ano pamang mga relasyon. So thank you, our Deacon Ike. And kasama siya sa mga pagpapala natin bilang iglesia sa kanyang pamunuan dito. Next, from the decade of 1992 to 2001. Carol.
Hindi sana ako mag-share ngayon. But I was left with no option because dalawa lang yata kami or tatlo lang kami na nandito sa decade na to. I became a member. I was converted because of the topic nun sa Campus Light Ministry. And by the way, I can't make it by 5 minutes. I might make it 10. Pastor. I became a member when I was still a student. What really converted me was I attended one of the Campus Light session, and the Ten Commandments was discussed then. It made a big impact on me because I was really a devoted Catholic. I thought all the while I wasn't really sinning much. But when I really heard it, that's when I really learned that I really couldn't save myself. Walang wala talaga akong pwedeng gawin para isave ang sarili ko. I became a member October 1993, but I have been attending for I think 3 or 4 years sa campus noon sa ano. Kakaiba ko sa mga magse-share sa ng testimony dito. I am really a very unusual member of this church because I'm not like the others na when I got converted, immediately ay nakita mo na agad talaga ng kabanalan sa aking pamumuhay. But it was really clear when I got converted na I needed a Savior. That was very, very clear. At the time that I got converted. Ngunit, siguro nandun pa yung aking pagiging Katoliko na I have not really given everything, surrendered everything for the Lord, para sa Panginoon. I still wanted to live my life the way I wanted to. Yung mga gusto ko pa rin ay mga, yung pa rin ang sinusunod ko. And parang kagaya rin ng Katoliko ko, meron akong Diyos na sinusunod, ngunit hindi ko sinurrender lahat. Andun pa rin yung, as I was thinking about last night, I realized na ang dami ko palang Diyos sa buhay ko. At ang pinakamalaking Diyos na kailangang i-deal ng Panginoon ay ang sarili ko. Ginawa kong Diyos ang sarili ko because I wanted to do things my own way. I wanted a God who will kilala ko yung Diyos pero para mas gusto ko mag suit siya sa gusto ko pa rin. Kumbaga hindi ko maiwan yung mga ibang bagay na akala ko ay makakabuti para sa akin. And what happened? I fell. It was really a disgrace. I have lost so much and I was disciplined. I was disciplined for 10 years. Siguro wala pa nakaka-break ng record ko. Siyempre, talagang hiyang-hiyang-hiyang-hiya ako sa ginawa kong kasalanan. Ngunit, gaya ng lagi kong binabanggit, binigyan ako ng sa biyaya ng Panginoon, binigyan niya ako ng makapal na mukha na tuwing Linggo ay patuloy pa rin akong umaattend dito. binigyan niya ako ng hunger for the word, for to listen to the word. And talagang nilagay niya sa puso ko na wala ako kung wala ang tunay na Diyos. Ito lagi ko sinasabi sa mga estudyante ko. Parang stainless steel yung kapal ng mukhang ibinigay sa akin ng Lord. Talagang whenever I am here, I don't want to talk to anyone. Parang yung break from before kasi it's Sunday school and then it's worship. It seems like eternity for me. Kasi nahihiya ako dahil talaga doon sa ginawa ko. Ngunit, looking back at it, sa biyaya talaga ng Panginoon yun. Kailangan gawin ng Panginoon sa akin yon. Kailangan niya akong padapain to show me na, hey, ako ang Diyos mo, hindi sarili mo. Ako ang dapat mong sundin. Hindi, your life will not be okay if you insist on obeying or doing the things that you want. Unti-unti, by the way, during the 10 years, siguro talagang si biyaya rin ng Panginoon, hindi nagka-heart attack si Pastor. Nung first that I have fallen, siguro isipin nyo na, siguro naging leksyon na to sa kanya, hindi na siya mag-fall. But I fell again. And I fell again. So kumbaga, in the span of, I was restored, and yet, meron pa rin natitirang sarili ko pa rin ang gusto kong sundin. Hindi ko pa rin talaga isinurrender entirely sa Panginoon. And it was really amazing and gracious of God to let me fall down and let me go through the discipline. It was really, I needed to be go through the discipline because the Lord needed to humble me. Kailangan, di ba, ang sinasabi nga is, ang tinatanggap na sacrifice ng Panginoon is from a broken and contrite spirit. I really have to. Because since the God that I have been serving is myself, nandun siyempre yung pride. Napakaraming do sa mga panahon na yun, napakaraming nangyari. Ngunit, because eto nga lagi kong pinapagpasalamat kay Pastor, I always keep texting him na nagpapasalamat ako kasi sa preaching niya, hindi niya lagi inaalis. During on a Sabbath day, he never leaves out preaching about the conviction of sin. Kasi kahit mananampalataya na tayo, pwedeng yumabang pa rin tayo and justify the sins that, and you know, we can give other names to the sins that we are committing. Napakahalaga sa akin nung time na, dahil nga ang ginodiyos ko yung sarili ko at ang iba pang mga bagay, others had questioned my salvation. In fact, recently, I learned from a sister na nung panahon daw na yon, si pastor lang ang talagang willing to stand beside me, willing to accept me. The rest, ayaw talagang maniwala. Eh, talaga naman walang maniniwala. Imagine nyo, tatlong beses pa ako nag-fall. But it is really by God's grace na I went through the counseling nung kay pastor na katulong sa akin na every time he counseled me, it was God's word ang lagi niyang ginagamit, hindi yung sarili niyang, dapat, o yung mga experiences niya. But he always led me to God's word and showed me how sinful I am. And during those years, siguro, what I was thinking last night, clear sa akin when I got converted that I needed a Savior. But I did not really submit myself fully to the Lordship of Christ in my life. And that is very vital because I cannot go on with my life as a Christian without that. Di ba sinasabi nga ng Panginoon, obedience is better than sacrifice. Mas mahalaga ang sumunod tayo sa Panginoon kesa yung lagi tayo nandito, nag-worship, nagsisilbi sa church. Ngunit ang puso naman natin at ang ating relasyon sa Panginoong Jesus ay malayo. I guess during those years, I lost everything. Ang mga anak ko kinuha sa akin. I was left with no one. But I had to go through that because I needed to see that my God is always with me all the time. I don't need to rely on someone. I don't need to rely on my family, even the churchmates. And by the way nga pala, nung panahon na yon, wala akong fellowship with any member. the members in the church are just casual acquaintances. Like, you talk about, oy, ano yun, hi lang, or kumusta, ganon. That's why now I am really encouraging the youth members, and I've always been telling them to work on developing your fellowship with one another. Kasi nung time na yon, wala talaga akong ka-fellowship. I never had. It was kaya nung time na nag-fall ako, si pastor ang lagi kong kinukulit. And ako talaga yung nagbigay sa kanya ng pinakamaraming puti ng buhok. And talagang pasalamat ako, hindi siya ng heart attack sa galit sa akin. At saka, I really saw God's hand in everything na pastor stood by me. At saka siguro, dahil nga ang kapal ng mukha ko, lagi kasi ako nandito, kaya siguro wala siyang choice but to stand beside me nung time na yon. But anyway, it was really, lahat yon kita ko na ginagalaw ng Panginoon. Yung hunger ko for God's Word and the preaching here really helped me so much. It drew me back to the church all the time, Sunday in, Sunday out. Yun yung nag-draw sa akin dito. Eventually, talagang itinuro sa akin ng Panginoon that my fullness, the fullness of my life is in Christ only. Not in success, not in money, not in friends, not even with my family, not even with churchmates, but only through Christ. I can find fullness in Him, not in any. At by God's grace, talagang itinuro sa akin ng Panginoon that I am nothing without Christ. At siguro, sa recently na nangyari sa amin, that is the reason why all the time, even when my husband was dying, I was all smiles because I know everything will come from the Lord. I can't do anything but only pray and beg and plead to Him for His mercy and grace para sa bawat step na pagdadaanan ko at habang haharapin ko yung mga hinarap namin the last week na trials, makakapagbigay ng kalwalatian sa Kanya. And by God's grace, talagang mas in-instill niya sa heart ko na I really have to obey Him no matter what the situation is because His grace is always sufficient. And yun, yung lagi ko itong sinasabi, my entire Christian life is, it revolves around dun sa Romans 5:20 na, when sin abounded, grace much, much more abounded. Thank you.
Okay, well stated yung text na yon, Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I can also use Proverbs 24:16, the righteous may fall 7 times, but rises again. And that's what I saw in Carol. Wala yatang miyembrong mas iniyakan ko, sinigawan ko, at lahat na because of those 10 years of doubt, oblivion, and etc. But one thing that I want to say is that it is grace when you are disciplined and then live through to testify of it to the grace of God. And that's something that we can give to God back the glory. Ang iglesyang ito from the very beginning ay isang iglesyang naniniwala na kasama sa mga mandato natin ay ang magdisiplina sa mga nahuhulog sa kasalanan ng mga miyembro na kinakailangan tulungan sa pagsisisi. Huwag po nating tingnan ang pagdidisiplina na parang casting out a member. That is not what discipline is. Discipline first and foremost is helping out. Helping out a brother, a sister who has fallen into sin. And we have been doing that through the years, sometimes to the point of excommunicating. But always we have done it with weeping, with tears. And every now and then, we have people like Carol who show us the reality of grace, even in discipline. And nagpapasalamat tayo sa Panginoon para doon. Next. Sino pa ang 1992 to 2001? yung asawa ng deacon. Madam Tolentino. Kaunti, wala tayong pet. Nasi-single out kayo. Yeah, after ni G, yung mga babalik tayo sa ibang dekada, sa nakaraang dekada. Dahil kaunti tayo.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si G. Hindi ko po maaalala kung the same year kasi nung ako'y pumasok sa hospice. And the same year din yata nung kami ay nabaptized dito. But before we came here, no. Correction please, hindi pala kami nabaptized dito. We were baptized sa EBC po. So we transferred like 2001. 2002 ba? 2000. Sorry po, nawawala ang utak ko kasi mainit masyado. So 2000 kami nakapunta rito before. 2 years before noon, umalis kami sa EBC. Parang si Ike, hindi siya makaalis-alis sa EBC. So, what we did was, naging sugo ako na parang mag-canvas ng church na lilipatan because I was always crying sa comfort room. Talagang comforting ang comfort room sa akin noon. Kasi whenever the congregation started to clap and sway, and yung alam nyo yung parang sabi ko hindi ko alam tong ganitong pag-worship because I have always maintained in my heart na talagang nag-worship ako ng taimtim ba ang ibig sabihin. So I could really not sing before the God of my life na talagang ako'y pasayaw-sayaw. Parang ang tingin ko doon, hindi ko kayang respetuhin yung Diyos ko nang may pasayaw-sayaw at ako'y papalakpak-palakpak. So, si Ike noon, hindi siya makaalis doon sa dating church kasi deacon siya. So, I had to church hop every week. And doon nangyari na nakapag-attend na ako dito sa Church Among the Riles. So doon ako na feed ng biglaan na lang kasi for a while parang ang dami-daming taon na hindi ako na feed. So the first time na nakapakinig ako sa church na may laman talaga, sabi ko first time na parang nagutom na ako ng mahabang panahon and then na feed ako. So I could not explain to you kung ano yung pakiramdam na gano'n na gutom kayo sa salita ng Panginoon pero bigla na lang kayong sinubuan ng andami-dami, parang ganun. Parang yung sobra na ma-fill up kayo. And then year 2000, I started to serve as hospice volunteer. Nung nag-volunteer ako, it was just something like to while my time kasi hindi ako nag-work na yon and my kids were growing up. So nung time na yon parang para lang may panahon ako na dumalaw sa mga may sakit. Before I knew it, parang iyon na yung ministry na binigay sa akin ng Panginoon. At para lalong matugunan ko yung mga may sakit na malapit ng mamatay, all the things that I've learned in this church, yun yung talagang nagbibigay sa akin ng lakas ng isipan, lakas ng loob, para lalo ko silang ma-minister yung mga dying and even the families na iniiwanan nila. So yun yung parang yun yung resource na binigay sa akin ng Panginoon para patuloy ako na makapag-ministeryo sa mga dying.
Baka meron sa inyong gusto magpa-ministeryo kay G. But we really praise the Lord for adding to our numbers sila ang Tolentino family and they have proven to be pillars sa atin at yung sinasabi ni G na pagsamba ng taimtim hindi lamang po iyan estilo ng pagsamba gaya nung sinabi ni Ike kanina ito po ay pagsunod sa salita ng Diyos nakalagay pa sa ating entablado yung the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him. Ibig sabihin, yung diwa na namamayani sa presensya ng Panginoon ay yung paggalang at yung paggalang na ipinapakita sa pamamagitan ng kataimtiman, reverence, paggalang sa ating Panginoon, at regulative, meaning kung anong iniutos lamang sa salita ng Diyos. Kaya hindi tayo laban sa palakpak, hindi tayo laban sa pagsasayaw o paglundag-lundag, pero huwag mong gawin sa presensya ng Diyos, sapagkat sa presensya ng Diyos tayo ay gumalang at magpasakop sa salita niya. Yan ang pinairal nating pagsamba sa ating iglesia. Meron pang nasa dekada na ating babalik na ba tayo? O pwede na tayong bumalik either this decade or the first decade. Telly.
Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa Lord na muli ay tatayo ako at magbibigay ng testimony on how the Lord has been so faithful sa akin. the past 2 decades. So yung po ang sabi po sa verse sa Isaiah, as I will repeat, those who seek the Lord will be found by him. At for me, totoong-totoo yung verse na yon sa akin na nung pong, especially nung ako ay 16 years old, nung ako ay nag-aral dito sa UP, at I was a seeker also then. I was a member of another Protestant church, at also at 16, ay active din ako sa youth then. But na doon yung seeking pa rin sa akin, parang hindi yung relationship with God is a matter of a soul and not a matter of how you are active in the ministry. So kahit na medyo active ako noon in another church, pero nakita ko na yung sinasabi natin, Gina, yung feeding of the soul is kulang at kulang pa din. So I sought the Lord, especially nung narito na ako, na-expose ako sa madaming mga church fellowships, student fellowships. I was even baptized by another group kasi sabi nila, if you are baptized, ikaw ay Kristiyano na. So I believe that teaching, pero eventually hindi ako nag-attend sa kanila kasi na-realize ko na yung soul ko ay pa rin, famished pa din. So naghanap pa din ako. So tama yung preaching kanina na baptism is not really the answer. So 1988 po, many cannot recall, lalo na yung mga bata, ay hindi po ako pinapanganak noon. Ako po ay naging member ng iglesia. I decided to be baptized against my father's will. Kasi na dun yung conviction ng sa word ng God sa Matthew 10:30 na if yung talagang I got really convicted by the verse na sabi niya, if you love your father, your mother, your family more than me, then you are not worthy of me. So it really went down to my heart na parang kasi na dun po yung point na noon na nag-a-attend na dito. Pero medyo iba yung sinasabi ng parents ko. So it is another, the Lord has really gave me the strength to really say no to my father. Yun yung first time. At naalala ko yung nung November 1, I visited yung puntod ng father ko. As I recall, yung faithfulness ng God sa amin, the past 20 years past, and nakita ko na doon yung church. My father died in 1990. I became a member 1988 pa. Pero nakita ko doon yung church na who carried me and my family along. So, noon po, wala pang breadwinner na sa amin. So, ako yung gagraduate pa lang. And the church was there. Ako po yung estudyante noon. At binibigyan ako the church assisted us. At meron akong, as a student, meron akong allowance on every week. I cannot remember, forget that, yung 250 na napakalaking pong halaga noon. So it really helped us, our yung nanay ko at saka yung mga kapatid ko. And nakita ko na talagang dun sa instance na yon na the Lord has carried us along. At yun nga po, yung salita ng Panginoon ang nag, ano, 1 minute na lang. Yung salita ng Lord ang talagang nangusap sa puso ko nung sa engineering pa kami nag-attend noon. Medyo nakatulog pa po noon ako noon bago. Hindi kasi, hindi ako sanay kasi mahabang preaching. Yung mga 25 minutes lang kasi yung preaching doon sa at tanda-tanda ko, I wear a red blouse and a gray na ano na skirt. At na doon ako sa una, I don't know how, nalimutan na siguro niyo pastor yun. Pero talagang nakatulog ako nung half time kasi isang oras or more ang preaching noon. Ang tagal. Opo, so medyo na-limit na ngayon ni pastor. Pero that's really my experience. Kaya medyo na natulog ako noon. Pero since then, nakita ko na ito lagi yung feeding of the soul din na hinahanap ko. And the Lord found me. Isa ding nakatulong sa akin noon as a listener to really take the preciousness of the word is yung note-taking. Doon ako natuto na pag mag-note-take kasi talagang napaka-precious nung from God's word na yung pinipreach from the pulpit. So para ma-absorb ko, parang isang pagkain na kailangan mong ma-digest, really to really closely listen at talagang mag-take notes and so that you can go back to it. At I thank God for He has preserved us, me and my family, because of the word. Patuloy na dun yung exhortation, rebuke, encouragement. It's I really praise God na from that time at ngayon, ganun pa rin ang feeding ng bawat isa sa iglesia dahil sa pagpapreserve ng Panginoon. So yun po.
Maraming salamat, Peli. Well, hindi ko na maalala yung nakatulog ka ng una mong attend kasi hindi lang naman ikaw ang nakakatulog noon. It was one of the excesses of the 80s, by the way, that really, I really preached quite long. Sa paniniwala ko noon na talagang hukayin mga salita ng Diyos, but my study in London also made a transition doon, kaya ang mahalaga ay yung meat ng salita, not the length ng pangangaral. At si Telly ay isa sa mga bunga ng salita ng Diyos dito sa ating iglesia, na tayo rin ay lubos na nakikinabang sa kanyang ministeryo. She's been so faithful in all our ministries. Nakikita natin yung kamay niya sa maraming bagay, children's ministry and other ministries. At hindi tayo kailanman nagre-regret na sinuportahan natin siya in her student days. Hindi nga niya nabanggit ako nag-type ng thesis niya. But we are really very happy to care for every need of every member to the extent that we could. And as we have seen, bumabalik ang mga bagay na yun. By the way, nagnindigan si Telly sa kanyang family sa against her father's will. Today, I can tell you that her siblings, sisters, and brother, as well as her mother, are now members ng San Pablo Church. Bunga ng kanyang paninindigan. So, nakikita natin ang galaw ng Panginoon. Next, from 1992 to 2001 or back to the first decade. Meron pa? O, talagang nagmamadali na kayo umuwi. Meron pa? I know there are still those na in this decade or the past decade na hindi pa nakapagsasalita. Would you like to take this opportunity? Final call. Well, marami talaga ay sa last decade natin, and that is why I am characterizing the last decade, which we will listen to next Sunday, Lord willing, 2002 to 2011. Ang tatawagin ko sa decade yan ay decade of foundation and expansion. It was a decade in which we needed to go back to the foundation of our faith to refresh it, and then we saw the expansion of the church in its ministries, in its membership, and in many other ways na pakikinggan natin sa susunod na linggo. But let me just again, as we wala na pa talaga. Okay, kung wala na, let me just draw this lesson sa pag-remember ng gawa ng Panginoon. Oftentimes, we take remembering as an experience. Di ba sinasabi natin, ah, naalala ko na. Well, to us, it is an experience. In the scripture, to remember is a mandate. It is a command. 1 Chronicles 16:12, on the occasion na nilalagay ang arko, the covenant, the ark of the covenant doon sa tabernacle, matapos ng matagal na panahon na wala at nandun sa Shiloh, nang ilalagay ng David, gumawa siya ng awit, at isang linya ng awit na yon, 1 Chronicles 16:12, remember the marvelous works of the Lord. So it is a good thing to remember na balikan natin ang mga nakalipas, kung paano tayo inalalayan, pinatnubayan, iningatan, pinagpala ng Panginoon, ng mabuhusan niya ng masaganang biyaya. And that is what we are doing through these testimonies. There is a place for remembering the past so that we may be all the more encouraged to go and persevere for the future. At yun po ang ginawa natin. At ang ginagawa natin sa serye na ito, tinignan natin at narinig natin ang mga patotoo sa nakalipas na 2 dekada na, at sa susunod na linggo ay ang 3rd dekada ay na inalala natin ang mga bagay na yan sapagkat talagang nakita natin sa kabila ng ating kasalanan, sa kabila ng ating kakulangan, ay pinagpala ng Panginoon ang iglesia natin sa kagustuhan natin na sumunod sa kanyang salita, salita ng Diyos. Ang pinapairal sa iglesia na ito at nawa ganun ang magpatuloy sa atin bilang iglesia na nananangan, pinapairal, pinapangaral at namumuhay ng ayon sa kanyang salita. Bagamat salat tayo sa kayamanan, hindi tayo iglesyang prominente sa impluensya, ngunit nagpapasalamat tayo na pinanatili natin ang kapangyarihan ng salita ng Diyos dito sa ating iglesia. Kaya sana ay patuloy natin gawin yan sa kanyang biyaya, at sa pagdating natin next Sunday sa huling dekada natin, yung mga naranasan natin ng 1st dekada at 2nd dekada ay nagpapabunga, nagpapalago sa atin bilang isang iglesia, at ibinabalik natin sa Panginoon ang pasasalamat. Tayo ay magwakas sa panalangin. Dakila naming Diyos, ibinabalik na namin sa iyo ang pasasalamat bilang iglesia sa mga narinig naming patotoo sa dekadang ito at sa nakalipas. Nakita namin na ang salita mo ang umiiral sa iglesyang ito, ang salita mo ang ipinapangaral at ang siyang nagbibigay ng kabusugan sa aming mga kaluluwa. Nawa Panginoon, magpatuloy ang ganitong karakter ng aming iglesia. Hindi ito isang bagay na mapapanatili namin sa sarili lamang naming lakas at resolusyon, kundi sa pamamagitan lamang ng iyong biyaya. Nagpapasalamat kami sa mga narinig namin, at sana sa pamamagitan ng mga patotoong ito ay magampanan namin ang mando ng iyong salita na alalahanin namin ang mga kagilagilalas mong mga gawa sa nakalipas. Kaya muli, Panginoon, tanggapin mo ang aming pasasalamat, ang aming pagsamba at ang aming pagpupuri. Sa pangalan ng Panginoong Hesukristo, ito ang aming panalangin. Amen.